The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour and another edition, another week of What's On Your Mind Radio is about ready to crank up. Keep the music going, Shane Snurley. Let's just ease into this Monday here. We don't have to, you know, have it all go away. Exactly. I need the music to sort of put me in that place, right? So I'll take it all the way to the end. You up for that, Todd?
Sure. Go for it.
Trying to adjust the microphone.
I know in North Dakota, it's kind of your typical October morning weather-wise. The problem is it's only August 25th, and I'm not ready for October yet.
We're waiting on the world to change, aren't we, Todd? That's what we're about every day. Right? Trying to figure out the North Dakota way. Once in our future, we have the rest of the world figuring out the North Dakota way. That's what the show's all about here. We call What's On Your Mind, and now I'm ready. Are you ready, Ton?
Let's go for it here. Let's do it.
I am ready for the show to begin. I'm not ready for fall, and it does feel like fall. I noticed, for one, our son left for college over the weekend, all right? And this is our oldest.
Does it mean you feel older about now?
No, I feel very blue. I'm a little bummed out about the whole thing. In fact, I posted on Facebook last night a photo of his truck leaving. And, you know, it's not like his truck won't be back, right? He's even coming back tomorrow to do some stuff for the radio station, technically. But still, like, he won't live at home anymore, right? I mean, this isn't home anymore after last night, so.
Hey, you know what that means? You can put that seat heat back in your car because he won't be there to get the battery drained out.
Oh, I tell you what. Anyway, that's so. And then that coupled with our neighbors were texting us. We're crying. Alex is up. So and you're like, you're crying. He's our son. So we went over there and we all cried together. You know,
the whole neighborhood's crying. Wow.
Exactly. The whole neighborhood. Yeah. And then you look around. And there's leaves on the ground. Right. And then I'm like, oh man. So, the seasons are changing in more ways than one is what I'm getting at. And I don't know about you, but it felt a lot like fall in the air all weekend long. And I'm like, you know, hey, what's the deal? This is, you know, mid-August. Can it wait a couple of weeks? Can we get past into Labor Day, for crying out loud?
You'd think.
Anyway, it'd be nice. On the program today, by the way, we're going to chat with Doug Burgum. Doug spoke at a conference sponsored by Senator John Hoeven last week. And I took it as a challenge to us as North Dakotans to just think about a little bit how we can do things differently. And, you know, every once in a while, you gotta do that, right? You just got to mix it up and sort of blow it up. And so I took it as Doug, who's had some extraordinary success in the private sector, saying, hey, here's some things that the public sector could do a little differently, and we as the North Dakotans ought to push them towards it. So we're going to talk with Doug about that. I think most folks know Doug as the man that was part of the group that started the Great Plains Software and was a great leader with Great Plains Software over the years and, you know, became acquainted in college with folks like Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer and had a relationship with Microsoft that ultimately they acquired Great Plains Software. And to this day, Microsoft has a major presence in North Dakota. There's a little bit of that secret sauce of Microsoft that is from North Dakota, which I think is pretty cool. And a lot of that was with the visionary leadership of Doug Burgum and some family members and others that really started that that whole thing a number of years ago. It's a great success story. Anyway, Doug's very much in give-back mode right now in a philanthropy kind of way, and also I think let's think big kind of way as well. So we're going to talk about some of that with Doug today. We're also going to meet a woman who is helping those involved in sex trafficking. Sex trafficking is, you know, it's on the list of 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 things that most metropolitan cities are dealing with. And now, because of the economic success in North Dakota, which is no longer a secret, people see it as a place where there'll be some customers for those involved. And it's just a sad, tragic thing. The woman that's going to join us today can tell us how bad it is, what we can do about it, and also from the perspective of someone that was in the middle of it. It's really an extraordinary story you're going to hear today on the program coming up in our final hour. So a busy show. And by the way, we're busy all week long. Tomorrow on the program, Doug Goring, Ag Commission candidate, will be here. North Dakota Game and Fish Deputy Director Scott Peterson will be here. Steve Adair of Ducks Unlimited Wednesday accepted our challenge. Good for him to come out, because we've yet to have anybody that is in favor of this amendment on the ballot come November who's in favor of it, the Conservation Amendment. And so we were bellyaching a little bit about that, and Steve evidently said, all right, well, come on. Because we'd asked them over and over and over again, and now they're coming on. So anyway, we're glad they are. And that'll be on the program on Wednesday, rather. Also, Congressman Craver in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thursday, we're in Grafton for another of our Cloverdale Arbig What's in Your Town tour stops. Eric Hartemeyer, president of the Bank of North Dakota, will also be here talking student loans on Thursday. Friday, I can hardly wait. Dave Berg of American Crystal Sugar will give us an update on the beet harvest. But also, I'll be winging my way, well, actually busing my way to Ames, Iowa, with a bunch of rabid tailgating NDSU fans, and I can hardly wait. Rabid in a good way, like they're fired up. So we'll be doing the Friday show literally on the road. Literally,
as usual, you've got the tough duty.
Yeah, I can hardly wait. Anyway, hey, that'll be fun.
Speaking of duty, Scott, I see you've got 10 hours on the clock.
Yeah, you're talking
You've
about...
You've been challenged.
I have been, yes. And I understand over the weekend that you took the challenge. You and your lovely wife actually doused each other?
We videoed each other dousing ourselves is actually what we did. And we do have it posted. But, yeah, Brad Feldman, who does the business beat thing with me here on K-Fire, threw my name out in the challenge. So I, of course, have challenged Mark Armstrong, and we'll see where the heck that goes.
And I've been challenged by my administrative assistant, Marie Beckerling, who is a wonderful part of our flag family. And so she posted the, what? How long do I have? Do you have 24 hours to do this? Is that the deal?
24 hours.
Yeah, so I got 14 to do it. It'll happen. I will fit it in, right? We have no choice but to fit it in this ice bucket challenge to raise awareness for... Lou Gehrig's disease or something. Chris, do me a little research. I need to figure out who to challenge. And one person I'm thinking of is Dean Blaze. Dean was very good friends with someone that had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And I'm talking about Nancy Burggraf. Nancy Burggraf taught generations of Sioux hockey players ice skating skills. And in Nancy's honor, I'm thinking it'd be cool to challenge Dean Blaze. Find out if the Blazers done it yet, if you can do a little research on that.
You can challenge more than one person. I mean, I challenge three people. So you could challenge Chris Hennen Snerdly.
There you go. That's a good idea, too. And maybe Shane Snerdly, too.
And Shane Snerdly, yes. Right. There you go.
So I'm on it, folks. I'm on it. Anyway, let's get to the phones here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want to talk about the outcrop, if that's the right word, of what's happened in Ferguson, Missouri. It's taught us so many things, but I'm not fond of a couple of things that have come out of it, and I want to talk about that today in the program. Look at the front page of the Grand Forks Herald, prime example. And a few other places as well. But first, let's go to Sherry in Tioga, who's listening on KTGO and has been waiting to weigh in. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Hi. Boy, good show you got coming up. I love your show in the morning. I just have a lost dog thing. A dog showed up at our place down here at Tioga, and he's a really nice Akita-type dog. And I'm thinking somebody might be looking for him. We're at the corner of 104th and 60th Street. 4 miles south of Tioga, if anybody's looking for an Akita dog that they're missing.
I don't know what an Akita dog is.
He kind of looks like a husky, a really big husky with a big face.
Okay, all right.
And he's got a collar on, and he's well fed, so I'm thinking somebody must have just lost him.
But no name, no number.
No tags or anything on the collar.
Got it.
Joker collar.
All right, and Sherry, can we take your name off the air, or do you want to give it on the air? If somebody owns this dog, you tell me.
I could give it to you off the air. It's a business phone, so.
Yeah, all right, so Sherry, hang on. Shane Snerdly will get that number from you, and then if anybody calls us and says, that's our dog, we'll connect him with you. But otherwise, you're at the corner of 104th and 60th south of Tioga.
Right. And keep up the good work on the show. It looks like you got a good lineup coming up this week. I can hardly wait.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Just lock your radio in right here, okay?
Oh, always. Yep.
And please call again. Thank you very much, Sherry. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Here's a question I have for every member of our audience. Why, because of Ferguson, Missouri, are we talking about the militarization of police? Why, because of Ferguson, Missouri, are we thinking every cop ought to have a camera on him right now? Answer those questions for me. And I think there's legitimate answers for them, and I think there's also a lesson in all of this. And by the way, do you think differently today about the events of Ferguson, Missouri, knowing what we now know? Don't have all the facts yet, but knowing what we now know about, in this case, the young man who was killed by the police officer after being involved in a altercation with law enforcement. What do we know now versus what we knew the first hours of this? Let's talk about it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Telephone number is 800. I want the music now, Shane. I want the I need the music today. The music is going to feed me.
Well, you just
right,
need that.
Don't make it go away.
That little audio caffeine there.
I do. Thank you. It's audio caffeine. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Tell you what, folks. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and national security. Grab a newspaper. Turn on the evening news. Watch out what's happening with ISIS or Syria or Russia. we want energy security. North Dakota Petroleum Council is all about it. It's a game changer happening right here, right now. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Also have a new sponsor today, our pillow, My Pillow. Todd and I are going to tell you about that before the end of the segment, so stay tuned for that as well. I love My Pillow. Do you love yours, Todd?
Well, absolutely. The only problem is if you do happen to sleep with a significant other, you are liable to have your pillow stolen by them.
Well, you tight one, buy your wife a pillow, for crying out loud.
I guess. I'm going to
All right. You. Yeah, let's go to Mott, North Dakota, where in not too many weeks, I'll be calling it a second home, I hope, to find some of those beautiful pheasants. Larry, what's on your mind listening on 550 K-Fire?
No, I just was wondering if you guys are aware that the state of Missouri was ordered to fly their flags at half-mast today because of that funeral for that 18-year-old that was shot out there.
Is this like a state ordered deal or?
Yeah, a state ordered thing to have all the flags in Missouri flown half mast. I thought the flying of the half mast on the flags was like for important people, you know, veterans and all that stuff that were killed in that.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's another example of how this thing has just run off the rails. Hasn't it, Larry? I mean, it just has run. And by the way, I was critical when they were lowering it for Whitney Houston, right? I mean, a great American performer. But it's just, oh, okay, wait a minute here. We're losing sight of what this is all about. So I certainly, if they're lowered in a way to sort of awaken people to the fact that we just need to take a deep breath here, I'd be all for it. But if it is, you know, literally, okay, we've lost a hero. Who I think we know enough about this young man to say he was not a hero. I don't think he should have died. I still have real questions about whether that level of force was necessary. But I also think a lot differently about the situation than I first did. Now that we have the facts about him being involved in the altercation and lunging for the police officer and being involved in the strong arm robbery and all that, right? So this is getting goofy, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I heard that they would be lowered in Missouri, and let you know that that was going to that level of awareness of it too. So
appreciate the call, Larry. And by the way, how's the pheasant population looking?
Looks pretty good out here.
Good. Can hardly wait. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550. So here's my questions. Why, post-Ferguson, in this awful situation, are we talking about the militarization of police? To the extent now, the President of the United States has used this tragic situation to say, you know what, maybe it's time we have a review of all of that happened because of Ferguson, Missouri. Now, I don't know anything related to the case in Ferguson where we have a police officer making a decision, in this case taking the life of a suspect. That's not the militarization of the police, is it? Doesn't seem like it is to me. It's a decision that we can debate whether it was the right one or the wrong one. I hope we don't do it without the full context of what he was seeing and what he'd seen. The police officer in this particular case. But I am baffled as to why that's led us down a trail of the militarization of police. Which, see, to me, seems like a whole separate topic. In other words, what the president is doing. He's using these, he's connecting these dots. Why? Now, there is a front page story in the Grand Forks Herald today, talking, and you're seeing a lot of these as well, talking about cameras on cops. All right. Now, if there had been a camera on this particular cop, maybe all of this wouldn't have happened. So maybe that's a good idea. I happen to think transparency when it comes to most things is the way to operate. So I think that's a good idea.
Doesn't like having the truth documented as to what happened if you have a camera on everything.
Right, but my point is, and the reason I ask the question, why are we talking about cameras on cops and militarization of police on the heels of Ferguson, Missouri, when, by the way, we don't even have all the facts on Ferguson, Missouri yet, okay? Why are we talking about that? In my view, we are talking about that to further the agenda of the race baiters. It isn't about preventing these situations in the future. It isn't about have we crossed the line with the militarization. It's about furthering the agenda, trying to connect the dots. And you know what? What makes me so sad about the race baiters is they want to situate a race of people, in this case, individuals, because of their color of the skin, being considered victims. How un-American is that? Is that not un-American? That we would say, because of the color of your skin, you are in a category of people that fairly ought to be considered victims. Be on the lookout. Watch out. Come on. Now, am I naive enough to think that there is not still racism in this country? Of course there is. I think we're a lot better off than we were a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 and 50 and 100 years ago, right? Look at the evolution from slavery and KKK and I can go down the list, right? But Martin Luther King had it right about dreaming of a day when his kids were judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And you know what? There's a lot of people in this country, most of it politically motivated, and sadly it includes the President of the United States, who should think the exact opposite because of his own political fortunes, that want to perpetuate this idea that people are victims. And I don't know about you, but if there's any worry I have as a parent, it's that our kids, or any kid, grows up thinking, man, I've got a target on my back. You know, because of what side of the tracks I grew up on, because of the color of my skin, because of the lack of education, I don't know, pick a circumstance. It's a tough deal. Holy buckets. If you go through life thinking you're a victim, no matter what it is, you've lost before you've started. You might as well throw the towel in. Because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy when you just sit there and wallow in it. And all the self-pity. And you know what? There's a group of people that want that. That want that for a group of people because it feathers their nest. And I tell you, it really just, if you can't tell, it gets under my craw. So I don't think we ought to be taking the bait on talking about the militarization of police or cops on cameras or anything else until we sort out the facts of what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, which, by the way, were not evident in the mainstream media. Exact opposite. They fueled this agenda. So we got a lot of lessons to learn out of this, in my view. We'll switch gears and return to this, if you like, at the top of next hour on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the Bakken these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City, 1204 4th Avenue Northeast, if you want to stop and see their selection, or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Sanford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
Access banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Before the top of the hour, this is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. My name is Scott Hillen. Todd Mitchell, also known as the K-Fire Radio God, really has a little bounce in his step these days. It's pretty fun to watch, mostly because he's sleeping so well. Your wife told me, I was Todd, he says, a new guy. I just get this, you know, I mean, my honey, my newlywed. So is it all the pillow, Todd? Is that the deal?
It's all the pillow, and now that she stole my pillow, she's getting the same feeling, too. So I guess I am going to have to go ahead and buy a second my pillow because I need the sleep, too, and I need the bounce of my step, too. I mean,
and any listener to this program, any listener to this program knows that I drive a lot, right? I mean, I'm driving nonstop, so spend a fair amount of night time in hotels. And with all due respect, a lot of hotels have pillows that double for cement sacks, right? They're just awful, right? And so now I travel with my pillow, and I'm sleeping a lot better. So we want you to get the good night's rest that Todd and I are getting by checking out MyPillow.com. I'll give you a phone number in a minute, but if you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, you're going to get a great deal on a pillow with a 10-year warranty. I mean, this thing will not go flat. You can toss and turn, and it stays cool, so you're not, trying to, get comfortable. It's machine washable and dryable. This thing's like a favorite pair of blue jeans. It really is. And there's a patent to it. There's an interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And right now, if you are a listener of this program, and say, hey, I really like that Todd Mitchell. I really like that Scott Hinnon. They're going to give you a two-for-one deal. That's right. You buy one, you get one. How about that? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. If you go to MyPillow.com, you'll see the radio insignia there. So, great way to go. In a moment, we're going to be joined by Doug Burgum. We're going to have a conversation to think big a little bit today on the program, prompted by a recent event that Doug spoke at that was sponsored by the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce, and Senator John Hoeven. Before we do that, a couple calls waiting to weigh in here. We want to get to Mark in Sydney, Montana, listening on 550 K-Fire. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I was after watching everything that was transpiring in St. Louis over the last week and a half or 2 weeks. Last week, apparently, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had made some comments in an interview or written some op-ed for someone that where he said that the coming race war is not going to be about race. It will be more about class, and it would be more some sort of class warfare struggle. And he was given a lot of flack over that in the media. A lot of people jumped on him for making that comment that the race war was not going to be about race. Instead of focusing on the fact that he said there's a coming race war. You know, they were like, well, we pretty much accepted that that's going to happen, but it better be about race or that's just unacceptable.
Oh, man.
I just wonder what kind of outcry would have been made if a white celebrity had made some sort of similar comment that there was going to be a coming race war. Now, and who was going to start this war? Who was going to be involved in it? Would be was it going to be some sort of three-way struggle between whites, blacks, and Mexicans? Or were there going to be alliances? I just thought it was interesting that no one commented on the fact that he said there's going to be a race war.
No kidding. Yeah, well, of course, it's because most of the media that would cover that probably want one, right, and believe we're in one. So that's the sad part, Mark. Appreciate the call. And I read that early on. I need to get back to it and maybe use it as a future program. Appreciate the call. Another quick caller before we get to our guest, Greg in Glenfield. Where's Glenfield exactly, Greg?
Halfway between Jamestown and Devil's Lake.
All right, now I know. Perfect. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Well, I was just curious if you've got a large crowd of people who are pretty much ready to explode, what are the police supposed to do? I mean, just let them loot and destroy and do whatever they want?
Very good question for the crowd that is now bellyaching the quote-unquote militarization of the police. Fair point. Yeah, what? How do they control a crowd? And by the way, we've seen some examples of it. I think Ferguson, Missouri being the prime example, but the L.A. riots and other places. So you're absolutely right. I think also about the terrorists that no doubt are exploiting the weakness that's very obvious on our border right now. Who's coming there and should local police departments or sheriff's offices have the tools? I agree. And part of the reason I brought this up is because I think we're only talking about the militarization of the police because of what some people perceive Ferguson, Missouri to have exposed in the way of a weakness of law enforcement, which I don't share. I think it's, and the president's exploiting that with what he came out this weekend in the way of comments. So very good points. All right, back to more of your calls throughout the program, as always on any and all topics, but I want to introduce our guest here, who is the founder and chairman of something called the Kilbourne Group, which is a company committed to inspiring and supporting the redevelopment and revitalizations of downtowns all across North Dakota. He's also the co-founder and chairman of Arthur Ventures, a hat tip to his hometown of Arthur, North Dakota. It's a Fargo-based venture capital group that focuses on early-stage software companies and concentrating especially on healthcare. He's also part of the leadership of Intelligent Insights, which is a leading provider of enterprise real-time location system software, a board member of Preventis, which delivers mobile healthcare solutions. All of those companies located in downtown Fargo, and also, of course, probably best known for being part of the group that started Great Plains Software that later became part of Microsoft. Doug Burgum is back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm great.
Thank you for your comments last week to get us to think a little bigger.
You're welcome.
Which I assume was the goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And for folks that didn't hear about it, there was a technology event sponsored by the Chamber in Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo, that Senator Hovind was a co-sponsor for, and you were asked to keynote it, and maybe give us the cliff notes here a little bit.
Well, it was an opportunity with, I think we had about 600 people there, and a great event, and great with Senator Hovind's leadership to get people focused on the importance of technology as a sector that touches agriculture, touches energy, touches education, touches healthcare, touches everything we do in North Dakota. And so I took the opportunity to, as you say, think a little bit bigger, because here we're in a spot where, you know, state's 125 years old. Most of those 125 years, we've been, you know, operating and leading from a viewpoint of scarcity. And now we find ourselves in this position of abundance, you know, abundance of resources, abundance of state surplus dollars, population growing. I mean, a lot of things that are completely different trends than what we're used to. And I thought it would be a good opportunity to say, okay, this is a time when we've got this point of abundance. Let's, you know, think bigger. Let's put some bold ideas out there and see if we can change the conversation to try to move the state forward. Because it's incredible that we've got these huge surpluses at the state, but bragging about a huge surplus is not a competitive advantage for North Dakota. If we deploy the surplus, and we can deploy it either two ways, either the state spends it strategically to help advance key initiatives that set us up for the future, or you deploy it by lowering tax rates and putting the money back in the hands of our citizens, those are the two things you can do. And either one of those things is better than just bragging about a big surplus.
It's a great point because the surplus isn't the big deal. What you do with it is a big deal, right? No different than political capital is no big deal. If you've got an 80% approval rating, you're not doing something. You're just sort of, you know, protecting the lead, right?
Yep.
You're not swinging for the fences a little bit. So talk about some of the bold ideas you threw out as part of that conversation.
Well, I threw out two ideas as to be provocative and try to start a conversation. One, if you look at the numbers, I think in 2012, the state pulled in about $160 million of corporate income tax. And again, we're talking the net revenues in versus net spent was about a delta of $3 billion last year. You know, 2.1 in the general fund, and then another billion or so in other sources of excess revenue. So I said, you know, hey, you could eliminate corporate income tax, and you wouldn't even be a blip on the radar screen. I know that's highly unpopular with Democrats to think about that, because they think about, you know, hey, you're giving, you know, large corporations a tax break. But corporate income tax touches every company. It doesn't have to be large. It doesn't have to be large in corporate. It doesn't have to be out of state. It's just everybody. And those are the job creators. Those are people creating jobs. And if you look back on South Dakota, when they eliminated their corporate income tax some 20 years ago, and there was, you know, hundreds if not thousands of businesses that fled Minnesota and moved their domicile into South Dakota, and to great benefit to South Dakota to have that happen. And if we look at the other energy producing states, you know, Texas, Wyoming, Alaska, they've eliminated corporate income tax. And it's not a big source of revenue for us. And I'm not saying eliminate it constitutionally. I'm just saying, you know, when we've got a high surplus, move the rate to zero and commit that it's going to be zero for a long enough time frame that a company could make a change. And, you know, and I think most individuals that are against this corporate income tax change have never sat in a meeting in a large corporation like I've had the opportunity to, and watched people make decisions about, we're going to move people and resources based on where we have the best place to locate a company. It happens every day.
And it is, right now it's one of the reasons that we have the federal debt we do, because our tax code has gotten so punitive nationally.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, hear about Caterpillar, prime example, being sued now by the United States. Well, all capital did is say, or Caterpillar rather did, is say, we're going to park some capital where we can legally outside the United States, because, and it was actually funds they planned to use for expansion outside the United States.
Right.
Right? And but it was a result of a punitive tax code. So.
Yeah, at the federal level, if there was a change on the ability to repatriate taxes back to the U.S. from corporations, it would be a huge, huge surge of capital coming back in the U.S. right at a time when now we could end up with the lowest energy costs in the world, and we could have a huge surge in manufacturing in the United States. But, you know, the Democrats are afraid to change the corporate tax code because they think it's an unpopular topic. But it would be great policy.
It would. Of course, that's a heavy lift for us as North Dakotans to try and change federal tax policy. But why I like your idea is to say, let's show them.
Yes.
Let's show them how we could do it. And in the case of all the energy and things that are going on, a lot of the companies that are doing business here are Texas-based. Well, they're not going to move any kind of corporate presence here when it will cost them to do so currently, right?
Right. And that was, so the corporate one was just a minor one. It was one slide in a out of 90. I mean, to give people a perspective as I was zipping through some ideas. The other one was to drop the personal income tax to zero. Again, that's, $700-800 million of income to state, but we could eliminate that. We'd still have a couple billion-dollar surplus, and that would be money back in the pockets of North Dakotans who could, you know, invest it in whatever way they choose, you know, back into the economy. What a boost that would be to the state of North Dakota. And again, I think, again, we look at other states around us, that there are many. There's like six states that have zero personal income tax. This is, again, an opportunity for us to attract, capital and talent. And the context of all these tax changes that I talked about was in the context that we've got 23,500 jobs open in North Dakota right now. This is a record. It's a record in anybody's lifetime. There's never been this number of jobs. We filled 22,000 jobs last year. The population has now grown to about 725,000 people, which is also a record for North Dakota. And I said, look, we have to support the growth that we're seeing. We have to think about ourselves. What are we going to be like when we're a million population state? I mean, we have an opportunity to have more population than Montana and more population than South Dakota. 275,000 more people. Where are they going to come? How are we going to build the right kind of smart cities to support that kind of growth?
That's why we need to start thinking about that. And I applaud the conversation and really do. A couple bold ideas there. Welcome calls, questions, comments from our audience. More of our conversation with Doug Burgum after a break. 800-228-0550 for your comments. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Yankton Canvas. Servicing the Fargo and Jamestown areas. Call them in Jamestown at 701-252-6927.
Anxiously standing at the start of her first triathlon, she realizes she didn't swim in ocean in training to quit now. After a fall on the bike ride, she could have thrown in the towel. Instead, she used it to stop the bleeding. Through the loss of her mother and four rounds of chemo, she has endured. So what's another 3 miles?
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now, we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Before the hour on What's On Your Mind, continuing our conversation with Doug Burgum here about thinking big, should the income tax in North Dakota go? Do we have a surplus, enough of a robust economy to say, you know what, we don't need it? Should the income tax on the corporate level go, the corporate income tax go? What do you think of those ideas? Two big ideas proposed by Doug Burgum, whose credentials well known in the business world, and I take it as a little bit of a poke to the political leaders. Have this conversation. Carol in Minot has a MyPillow topper. What is a MyPillow topper, Carol? I don't know what that means.
Well, the MyPillows is the pillows. These are the mattress toppers that they also have available, and I just thought I would pass that along. They had one number on an infomercial, and they had a different number for ordering, and they do offer free shipping and 25% off. So if you're a MyPillow user, this is something to think about. I'm planning on getting one myself.
Do you have the pillow?
I do.
All right. That's wonderful. So remember to use that promo code Scott. And anytime somebody thinks says nice things about our sponsors, we appreciate it, Carol. So thank you very much, okay?
You bet.
All right. And a mattress topper. Did you know they have that, Todd? I guess we better get an office happy with my pillow.
Oh,
so,
really? A mattress topper. Oh, I got
that. Exactly. 800-506-9028 is that toll-free telephone number. Promo code Scott, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Tell them you want the pillow that Scott and Todd are using. Comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Can't beat that deal.
Actually, Scott and Carrie are using, because the second I'm out cold, then Carrie steals it, so whatever.
Also, our friends at Apache, at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers, are fine sponsors. You can find them at highplainsapache.com. The service team, not very busy these days, so stop and have a cup of coffee with them. Why aren't they busy? Because of the way these Apache sprayers are built. They're incredible. That's why they're backed with the best warranty in the business, bar none. And I tell you what, a lot of the growers out there really took on those weeds early in a very wet spring with the benefit of a light footprint from an Apache sprayer. And now they have the ET Egg Center. The ET Egg Center has 50,000 parts on hand, not only for Apache sprayers, for any sprayer. It's a good deal. HighPlainsApache.com, their website. They're in Fargo. They're in Mandan. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. All right, more of our conversation now with Doug Burgum. So, Doug, we talked about some big ideas, and specifically, you know, this is going to be viewed from a line item standpoint from government leaders, right? They're going to say, well, that's going to cost us X, cost us Y. But you shared with us the big goal, and that was filling the positions that we have open. And quite honestly, if you leverage what you're proposing, or an elimination of the income tax, elimination of the corporate income tax, it isn't a cost, is it? I mean, if you attract the people you're talking about attracting, they'll use tax policy to have more revenue, won't they?
Absolutely. And as we talked earlier, there, you know, 23,500 jobs open right now, according to North Dakota Job Service. I think that number is probably low, because I know lots of jobs don't always get posted to Job Service, so the number could be higher. But if you take our workforce participation rate, which is the highest in the country, 72% here in North Dakota. So for every 72 jobs that are filled, you have about 100 people that are there, you know, family, trailing spouses, kids, et cetera. We fill those 23,500 jobs. That would add 32,000 people to North Dakota. So that if you take 32,000 people, if you put them in one spot, that'd be the fifth largest city in the state right now. So, I mean, you think about the economic impact of us adding another community of that size. Of course, it'd be spread across the whole state, spread across the whole thing. But if you think about it, that would be the one way to visualize the impact. And all those people that are buying food, buying cars, sales tax, you know, all the things that they're doing, you know, living here and filling the jobs. And any job that's not filled, you know, apparently some North Dakota company must say, we've got something that can be done. We think there's a positive return on investment for posting this position, because if that person's here, we'd be making more money. So, you know, anytime we got an unfilled job, that's a missed opportunity. It's like a, you know, it's like a seat on a, you know, you can't sell a seat on a plane after the plane takes off, right? So any day these jobs are unfilled, we're missing out. So I said we should have a policy that does everything we can to attract, retain, and develop the talent we have to fill those jobs. And then take a look at a couple things, you know, relative to our colleges and universities. You know, we always have a debate over our higher education system and our, you know, K-12 system. But right now is the first time in our lifetime that our system isn't producing enough graduates. I mean, we have more jobs than we've got graduates. And then we have had a mentality of, in some ways, penalizing out-of-state students because we charge them, you know, tuition that's, you know, multiples higher than in-state tuition. And right now, one of the great places for us to get talent to move here is kids that come here for school and then stay. About a third of the out-of-state students stay. So we should, you know, create incentives for them to stay. We should think about, you know, some other states have done this where they've lowered the out-of-state tuition down to match in-state rates. At the Bank of North Dakota, You know, it's got over $1.1 billion of student loans out. Bank of North Dakota is making a lot of money. What about, thinking about, lowering the rates on student loans? I mean, doing everything we can to try to make it attractive for more students to go here. And of course, if we have more students going to these schools, scale matters, even at the university level. Some of the schools will actually be more profitable, or they'll run more efficiently if we've got more students running through those schools.
Right now, today, the number one pain point for the vast majority of businesses operating in North Dakota is human resources, people.
Yes.
They need people, and what you're talking about are some ideas that would address that need, and quite honestly, it's stunting our growth right now, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. I mean, if you've got an unfilled job, we should be growing, our growth rate should be faster than what it is, and it's not all oil patch. I mean, the number one county of open positions is Cass County, and the number two is Burley. We've got to get kids to move to these cities, these metro areas, and fill the jobs.
Fascinating conversation. We'll keep it going, if you don't mind, into the next break. Any questions or comments you have on it, welcome for Doug Burgum, 800-228-0550. This is What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle, Senex, and Stanley on the truck bypass.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.